This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says an Australian blogger, Jolie King, and her fiancé, Mark Firkin, have been released after 3 months of detention in Iran. Charges of flying a drone without permission have been dropped. We get the foreign minister's announcement from the Australian TV network, ABC.
For Jolie and for Mark, the ordeal that they have been through is now over. They are being united with their loved ones, which is a source of great relief and joy to everyone. I can tell you that they are in good health and in good spirits.
U.S. President Donald Trump faces another challenge from Capitol Hill, where the majority House Democrats have subpoenaed the White House for documents related to Mr. Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine. Meanwhile, AP's Zaria Shackley tells us Ukraine is reviewing the work done by the son of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden when he served on the board of a Ukrainian natural gas company. It is something President Trump has been demanding publicly.
Ria Bushapka told reporters in Kiev that prosecutors are auditing all the cases that were closed or dismissed by former prosecutors, including several related to Mykola Shluchevsky, owner of the gas company Burisma that hired Hunter Biden in 2014. At the same time, his father was leading the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Kiev. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Iraqi authorities today lifted a days-long curfew in Baghdad, one that anti-government protesters had defied. The toll from 4 days of violent unrest has risen to 72 killed and hundreds injured. The Red Cross says, quote, "The deaths of civilians and the growing number of wounded is particularly worrying, as is the use of firearms for restoring public order." Muqtada al-Sadr, the former Shiite militia leader who leads the largest opposition bloc in the Iraqi parliament, says the government should be replaced with early elections held under the United Nations supervision. From Washington,